We are working with women who were raped, and most of them, it's not only raped by their torture. We are working on four pillars. The first pillar is a medical pillar, and there we are just treating when they have infection or when they got AIDS, so we are taking care of them. But there is also women who are coming with very bad wounds on their genital, and some of them are doing fistula, who is a communication between the bladder and the vagina, or the rectum and the vagina, and we are treating them also surgically. And some of them have different kind of genital mutilation, so we are taking care of them. The second pillar is a psychological problem, and we have many women, when they went through this kind of rape with extreme violence, most of them are traumatized because they are raping in front of their husband, in front of their own children, in front of the community. And so when they come to the hospital, it's not only by they are wounded, but also they have a shame, they're excluded for the community, they're rejected by husband. And so we need really to take care of them psychologically.
So do you give them counseling?
Yes, we have counselor, we have psychologists who are taking care of them. We have a big team, of course, of counselor and psychologists.
Yes, you mentioned four pillars. What's the third?
The third is the socioeconomic support. After to treat them medically and treat them psychologically enough strong mentally, you can't just put them on the road. You need to support them. You know, when women are strong economically, it's more easier to reintegrate them in the community. And our experience is that when they become powerful, it's the community who's coming to them. I can give you an example. When she's trained like a nurse, when she's doing her business in the community, it's the community who's coming to her to...
So the community benefits.
Yes, benefit. And there, she can't be stigmatized because she's doing things which is positive for the community. And this experience is really, really very helpful. And we are giving this experience of training them to be self-sufficient after treated physically and psychologically. And the last is legal assistance. With our legal assistance, we are working on two sides. One side is to teach women to know their right, to know how to defend their rights and the right of their children. And another side is when they want to court, if they know who raped them, we have a team of lawyers who can help them to go to court and support them in the court.
And the women, are they willing and able to testify? Are they not scared?
You know, women are very strong. They are really able to testify, and they are able even, I can say that, to ask not only their own right, but also asking the right of their children. And this is really something I find wonderful, because when you are tortured, when you are rejected, when you are stigmatized, you should fight for yourself. But women are not fighting for themselves. They are fighting for them, of course, but also for their children, and they are fighting for the community. So most of them, when they become very strong, they are able to testify without problem.
Now, how many women do you see a day, for instance, in the hospital?
The average is around 7 to 10 per day, and per year it's around 2,000 women.
2,000, that's a lot of women.
It's a lot, but I don't want really to talk about number. You have to see who is behind this number, and it's always one person who are suffering, one person who are rejected, one person who just are stigmatized by the community, and we need really to give them the dignity that they can understand that we don't dehumanize them, but we love them, we can support them. And behind this, all this number, there is a person.
That's true. But how is this hospital supported financially and otherwise?
The hospital, we are getting people who are really supporting us from many countries, and especially European Union, who are giving us money to support the medical work. And but there is other organization who are supporting.
Yeah, I want to ask the very last question to conclude. Tell me about the importance of your being nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize.
You know, our goal is not to get a prize. Our goal is really to restore the dignity of women. And if a prize can be something to highlight what you are doing, it can just help. But our goal is not really to get a prize. It's we need to restore women. We need to give women their place in the community. We need to recognize what women are doing for our humanity. And this is the most important things for us.